Joo. Okei. Hine ma tove ma noi. Hashem says it. I don't see it. But if that's what Hashem says, what can I do? Can I do the David HaMelech? That's what he says. It's Noyam. He may not told him a Noyam.
That's what he says.
I don't see the Noyam here. Under my eyes or whatever. Uladaiti. Ein af eva mevorim sheiskati is to lasem shein chokos l'shenius. Oh, we did that. Okay. Therefore, he says, in my opinion, there's nothing in the human structure in which you can't see the Chochmah of Hashem. So that's the end of the human, and now we're going to discuss how you can see the enormous Chochmah of Hashem from the Baalei Chaim. Ulam Chochmas Hashem Aniris Miyeta Baalei Chaim Mehis Nagusom V'Darkei Tzunuzosom. From the way they conduct themselves and the way they feed themselves. If somebody looks at them, mistakel just means look. It doesn't mean with deep. Mistakel means just to look. Will not be hidden from him, and he won't not be able to understand the chokhmas Hashem that you see in the Baalei Chaim and the way that they nurtured, the way they fed. ולכן נזכורים דברים אלו פעמים חוזרי ספציפי הנביאים והכסובים כשמזכירים את נפלאי סבורי סבורך. And that's why you see it repeated many, many, many times in the ספרי הנביאים when they discuss the נפלאי סבורי. לדוגמה, in Eov, מי יוכין לערב צדוי? Who provides for the ערב food? כי הלודו אל כל ישבו, because their children look to Hashem. The Orav is cruel and doesn't feed his children. So Hashem puts little worms in its excrement and whatever, and it eats that. That's Eof says. V'neema noisen l'baim alochmo livnei oirev ashe yikru v'ha b'psukim ka'elu nemru. The Olav Bol Chinafshi, which we saw in Rosh Chodesh, is an enormous celebration of just the way that the world is fed. So, he's given six lines here of something you can write books about. It's not just that Hashem feeds the animals. Every animal has a food that its digestive system is biduk matim for. And the animal knows what it's matim. The animal knows what to eat. Lions don't eat grass. It wouldn't be very helpful for it. Giraffes eat the stuff right at the top. Whales, the biggest animals in the world, eat the smallest creatures in the world. They eat tons and tons of plankton. How did the plankton get to where the whales live? How do the whales know that that's what they're supposed to eat?
It's humans that don't know what to eat.
We have Bechira, we have Tivers. Avada. That's what makes us human. That's not a bug, that's a feature. The vort is, if you stop and you meditate and you think about just the food chain, if that doesn't bring you to some wild horror, then וכן כאשר אדם מעין במהלך גלגל הרקיע, and then you go off into the heavens and go look at all the planets, especially today. You know what we know about what's going on up there? Things that we השוינים זה מזה בכיווניהם המהורסם. They don't all turn in the same direction. They don't all work at the same speed. They're not all the same size. ובמאירס השמיים שאני דויים לזה לזה בגודלם ובאירום. And all the different luminaries in the sky, they all have different sizes and different amounts of lights that shine from them. They all have different specific densities. Neutron stars are so heavy that a teaspoon of a neutron star, a teaspoon of matter for neutron star weighs how much? A billion elephants. If you took a billion elephants and put them in a teaspoon, that's the weight of a neutron star. That's it. and they spin. I don't remember the number. I have to go look at it again. They spin at some ridiculous amount of millions of circumferences a second. And every time they turn, they give off a radio signal. That's what they're picking up. And they're all the same. And they're hurtling through space. You know how heavy this thing is? If that land on Earth, Earth would cease to exist. If a teaspoon of that stuff would hit the Earth, it would make a hole right through the Earth. And there's millions of these things flying around all over space, hurtling at this incredible speed, and every one of them gives off the same radio signal at the same time. Somehow that's because of survival of the fittest. That's because it evolved because somehow survival of the fittest. Do you explain that one to me? And that's what the scientists are writing. And that's just neutron stars. Can you imagine what else there is out there? The Milky Way, which is millions and millions and millions of stars, is just one solar system out of millions. Millions! Shain Machsheris Yodam Musugeles Lasigoto. We can't grasp it. Veina Loshin Musugeles Lateroso. We don't have the words to even begin to explain it. That's a Chassid Lubavitch who didn't have a Hubble telescope. He looked at the sky, he saw what we see. Maybe more because they didn't have so many lights. We go off to Mitzvah Ramon in the middle of the month where there's no moon. It's pretty mind-boggling. You Americans don't know what the sky looked like. Eh? Have you ever seen it? We used to go into the African bush, used to see the sky, something else. But that's nothing what you're seeing. That's the tip of the iceberg. We don't have words to explain it. Kamasha Domedah, well, of a shalom. Hashemayim Safim Kvoit Kel V'maisi Yadov Magida Rakia. The heavens declare the covet of Hashem. Sorry. Yes. The heavens declare the covet of Hashem and the Rakia, the firmament, declares his works. And the whole of Baruch Hinafshu. V'amar Oed Ki Ere Shamecha Maisetz Basecha Yerekuchim Hashem Konanta. I see what you did with your finger, the moons and the stars and the heavens. V'apela Godel B'yosef B'bruim HaGadolim Shebor HaBoyis Baruch She'ein Ha'odem Mitkeles Ben Tomid Hu HaShemayim. One of the great wonders of the creature, the great things that Hashem created, that a person sees all the time, is the Shemayim. Wherever you are, no matter where you're standing, you always see half the dome of the Shemayim. Hasovevus is Kodu Eretz that surrounds earth. This is the key. You have to meditate on it with wisdom, with insight. You don't have to just look at it and go, wow. You use a seichel. Whoever created this with his Ratzon, there's no limit to his abilities. His wisdom and his greatness, Gudloso also means chesed. Sorry. And we palim al yachole shayisalem lakim binyan ze. Ah, when we see the building the ancient people created, people spend millions to go off to South America to go up to see the Aztecs, the buildings they built, and we dig up all these buildings, the Kaisel, the Harabais, that were the buildings that people built, the pyramids, they become heritage sites, and tourists go all over the world to see them, and we stand there in amazement. How did they build such things? The sorid ze mochiach lanu es choyzek gufam ves koyach yizmosam arav. You realize the enormous strength that they had and the enormous abilities they had to put up edifices. This was none of the technology that we have today. Shevazotam also latzman v'tzorim chazokim kaili. They made such wonderful buildings, edifices. Ven mispalim anu al ma'at meha ma'at hazeh. And if we're amazed, and the entire tourist industry is built on this amazement, when you see these things, ועל פעולה חסרס חשיב הזו שאינו אלה אלא מעט על פעולה יסענו כיצד אם כן חייבנו להתפלא מאוד על בויר השמיים וארץ וכל השבועים So now think how you have to be astounded and how much wonder you have to have for what Hashem made. Bli yegiya v'tircha, without any effort, no sweat at all. Without toiling, without to mitamet, yesh miayin, from nothing. Vli kol hechreach, and he wasn't forced to do it. Most of those wonderful buildings that all the tourists go and see were built by slaves. They're forced to do it. Nobody was forced. No one forced Hashem to do what he's doing. With the word of Hashem, the heavens were made, and with the breath of his mouth, all the legions. You don't have to be amazed by that. If a little, if one of the little RTD2s, the Meshuchlau robots that they make today, would walk in here, jump up on the table, and make a tie. Not one person here, maybe one I can think of, would not look up and go, wow, wow, and run home and tell his wife or whatever. Amazing. When you see a human being doing it, when you put on your tie in the morning, why don't you faint? Because that's what he said. It's got to be done with Bina. You have to look at the world and understand and analyze with Bina. Now, part of the reason is, the simple reason we give is because you never see robots making ties. It's an unusual thing. If a robot would come in here every day and make a tar, like we learned from Rabbi Akiva with a, you know, with his donkey with the flowers on the head in the shuk, after the third day nobody was even noticing him anymore. You wouldn't notice it either. But if you look at it with tfuna, that's amazing. So imagine what a human being is. That robot, you're going to charge it up, it's got batteries, it's amazing. So that's the wondrousness that you see in the world. You meditate on Adam and all the manifest properties there, the Balei Chaim and the way that they fed. We dealt with that very quickly. National Geographic, talk about this. Hundreds of hours of videos on six lines of Clovis Lavovis. Great Bale Musa used to go into the forests, and they used to go to the zoos. It was a big thing by the Bale Musa to go to the zoos. To look and see. Mi bora kolele. But he added another point here, which is amazing. It's just the food system. And as you start meditating more and you go deeper and deeper and understanding the Chochmah of Hashem that you see in the creations, you'll find something more than just the fact that the world testifies to Hashem and His oneness. When you look at the table, it testifies about the person who made the table. So when you meditate on the Bria, it testifies to who created them, but there's something deeper, he says. And that is, Ein Behem Echad, you won't find one, Shelo Nivra B'Matara Le'evi Toheles La'Adam. They all were created to bring benefit to Adam. There's nothing in the Bria that isn't there for Adam's purposes, otherwise it wouldn't have been created. U'metoich Kavona Le'eitiv Lo, and it's all there with the Kavona to do good for him. A hard time convincing me about flies and mosquitoes, but and Hashem a chelik me'abruim golul la'ein kol ha'telis ha'toyim Hashem b'vi'in lo'adam. There's some things which is obvious. You see the enormous benefit that they give us straight away. You know, there's a can, he gives you milk, so you don't have to be a, you don't have to meditate in the mountains for 20 years to know that there's a benefit in a cow. And chelik me'hem, any nearest bashkoffer is showing it. You don't see the immediate benefit of, I mean, you know, we're talking about an enormous amount of things. First of all, we don't even understand them. Many we haven't even discovered yet. You know, what do tube worms provide us with? Tube worms live deep, deep in the sea, in the deepest part of the seas. where the water is sulfurized and nothing can live there, and these things live there. What benefit that providing me is not supposed to be muskul rishon. Wow, tube worms, thank you Hashem.
No, you don't really get it so quick, do you?
When you discovered them about, what, 20 years ago? When did they discover tube worms? These are living creatures with all the... And they don't seem to do anything. They just live there in this place where nothing can survive. And they live there sort of like, you know... Coral provides me with something. Well, coral, I suppose, just the beauty or whatever, but... Sometimes you have to dig very deep to see the benefit. David HaMelech himself didn't understand what you need spiders for, because he needed to hide away, and the spider hid his cave for him. Many things in the world we don't understand. We want to over choshech, light and dark. You don't need to spend too much time explaining what the benefit of light is. And we can see it's not hidden. What's the benefit of darkness? We need darkness. Today, first of all, we don't know what darkness is. Who has any darkness in their lives? The lights are on 24/7. What's darkness? People used to know what darkness was. What's his biggest problem in darkness? Is that people are bored. There's nothing to do when it's dark. We don't have that problem today. When the darkness comes, their actions and the ability to move around or whatever is limited. Shabbos. There's enormous benefits in the dark. If there wasn't a thing called darkness, people would work 24 hours a day. Oriah? Oh, you've been in the corporate world, I see. Oh, I'm very astute. You drive in downtown New York at 1 o'clock in the morning while the lights in the building's on. Because people are working. People are working. Game of Alignment. They come home, they're working. They're in the shower, they're working. There's no darkness more. Dr. Bortz told me that they did research. He told me a few years ago they'd done research and they found that one of the causes of the machala is too much light. People get too much light, which causes those cells to grow, whatever. I'm not sure of all the technical details, but he said there's been research done that too much light causes certain cancers come from too much light. How much chesed there is in darkness? To be able to sleep and recharge your batteries and refurbish. It's not so easy to sleep when it's light. We ought to sleep when the lights are on, yeah? That's when you get in the plane, they give you those funny little things. Why? Because sleeping when the lights are on, not so simple. Why don't you switch off the lights? It's another story. But that's the vault. So you see that nighttime has enormous benefits. You have time zones because of night. We can calculate times and whatever because of the night. Mashalaini Khaim Lysa is Balada Laila. It was all just one long day. You wouldn't be able to work out days, hours, nothing. Just an ever going system. Vhainami Efsha. Lano Laila Khashev is Eirich or is Kaitsahayomim. Shobne Adam. The night enables you to have a marshal of what it means to be coming to the end of your life. Vinalayin Khaim Lysa is Khashuva Isman. If we couldn't make Sorry, not because of that. Because it's Chashuvah Zman. The Laila enables us to work out times. If you didn't have that, Lo Yisin Oeges Shum Mitzvah. Oh, sorry. No, that's right. If you didn't have night time, a person wouldn't know that time sort of, you know, there's what's the word? The time's cut up into parts. It's coming into portions. There's minutes, seconds, hours, and the time runs. It moves. If you said one long day, you wouldn't see the fact that time rushes. You wouldn't have months, you wouldn't have years, you wouldn't have anything. You just have one long day. Also, you wouldn't be able to do any mitzvahs that are tolu b'zman, because on Shabbatos, when are you going to meet? When are you going to make the pasana? What time? Many things, many, many chokhmas and things we need because of zman.
We didn't know when food's digested, the Gavi of Brochas, the Kevasa Shalav Balchai. He says, yeah, that most digestion takes place at night, the Esa Shena. That's why the doctors tell you not to eat too late at night. Because the digestion takes place mainly at night. So if you're eating too much at night, it's sitting here and it hasn't digested properly. You shouldn't eat after a certain time. In the world of Ashkofa, there's a deeper problem here as well of not having night times today. Night is called mana das. Das is that part of the modality, without going into the details, if we don't have time, that functions without the five senses. It's things you know without, Rav Dessler says, relying on the five senses. Most of the data we get to process comes from the five senses. There's data that we get that doesn't come from the five senses. What that is called das. The Rambam, many places, written that das, laila is das, is man das. When your five senses are cut off, like you said, you can't move around, you can't do what you're doing, you're stuck at home in the dark. That was a zman for das. That was a zman to get in touch with your own inner reality. You look at the generation today and you wonder, anybody in touch with their own inner reality? One of the big reasons is because we don't have night time.
But we say the night was created for the Torah, to learn Torah.
Das.
Yeah.
That's das. How do you connect your das if not through Torah? But it doesn't mean sitting in front of a book, because they couldn't learn because it was dark. No, the story with the candles. It was dark, so they couldn't learn. So what did they do? They had a time to analyze in depth Hashkafa and think about themselves and get to know themselves. They got in touch with their own relationships, their own inner reality. Today you live in a generation that is frighteningly detached from its own inner reality. Bordering on psychotic. We're so detached from our inner reality. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that the day never ends. Father tells me yesterday, son comes home 7 o'clock in the morning. What's he doing until 7 o'clock in the morning? What time did he leave? I don't know. But and then he sleeps till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This is not an unusual story. 7 o'clock in the morning. He's been in the light the whole night. So he has just no das at all. That's a deeper problem here, which he doesn't mention. The problems he mentions are big enough. So you see, the enormous chesed, the enormous toeles that we have from light, from darkness. No, but I'm telling you that's one of the biggest concerns. Kevin told me my biggest fear for this generation was that. The biggest danger to this generation was a nituk from the das. The Moshe held that was the biggest churban faced in this generation. We don't understand what he means. We haven't even thought deep enough to think of that. What do you mean? That's why the Rambam says you can't get Keter Torah without learning at night. Wow. So the simple study is because of Mesias Nefesh, but my Keter Torah. Keter is only the thing that's above where the thing ends. The crown starts where the king ends. That means Keter is always the thing which transcends the thing itself. So when you get Keter Torah, it means only from the night. Because the night is when you transcend yourself. And that's why the learning you do at night transcends you. And that's why it's called Keter Torah. And you can only do that at night. You switch off the lights. It's very, very hard. My phone starts ringing at 12 o'clock at night. Yeah. I find someone in South Africa last night at 10 o'clock at night. I think I woke them up. It was 11 o'clock, yeah, it was 10 o'clock. Yeah, so 10 o'clock. Still phone. The guy was like, got a fright. Like, why are you phoning so late? I was like, I'm just starting my day now. It's like, one of the brochures of South Africa is you can't get out at night, at least to home. At least you have some sense of darkness at night time. Yeah. And the lights outside don't work. Say 2 years ago, someone's asking for from outside at night. He says, you look at the street lights, none of them work. Shows me an email he sent to the Chevrat Chashmal to tell them the lights don't work, whatever. He gets an email, you have to be South African to appreciate this email. the one line answer that says the problem, she has been fixed. That's at the top of the letter. You have to be a Zulu to understand that joke. I can't explain it to you. I don't know how to explain it to you. Ask Rabbi Shuman after to explain to you what's funny about the problem, she has been fixed. Now you go outside, the lights are dark. He says, tomorrow morning I'll show you what they mean. You go outside in the morning, the lights are on. Messed up the time switch, whatever, but at least that, the problem, she's been fixed. There's that email like that. Yeah.
I think I failed if I had to put on a tie every day.